You're listening to day 6 of the Working with the Ancestors retreat. Welcome to the 12th House retreats. I'm so glad you made some time for yourself today. So why don't you get comfortable? We're going to ease into a guided visualization right after this quick fireside chat.
It's Reiki day. So over the last 5 episodes, you have been working really hard to journey and get messages, but today is all about receiving, sitting back, relaxing, and receiving that universal Reiki energy. The goal of doing this today will be to clear out any gunk or residue that might be still clogging up your clairsenses. So if you think of maybe your third eye as being a window and your window's dirty and we need to Windex it, that's what we'll be intending with the Reiki today, to clean that up and clear it up. So for those of you who have never experienced Reiki before or aren't quite sure what it's all about, Reiki is just the bringing down of universal energy and directing it towards a person or an object. And when directing it towards a person, it helps to realign the chakras. And when you're all realigned and your chakras are working in good order, your energy body is just stronger and can align better with the vibrations of your environment, which means you're more in tune with yourself, with the environment, with your life's purpose. So all you have to do today is sit back and accept the Reiki, and I'll give you an opportunity during the meditation to accept the Reiki. If you're not interested in receiving Reiki today, you can just sit back and continue on with the meditation like you would any other meditation. So you have options to receive or not receive today, completely up to you. And if you're wondering how this is going to work, because I'm far away from you, we've never met, how does this function? Just remember that we are all connected. We're all connected through energy, whether it's energy that we can see through tangible physical objects or just through the air and the vibrations that exist. So the non-tangible pieces. And so I'll be sending the Reiki energy through music today. And as you're receiving that music, it's connecting you to me and me to you so that you can receive that universal energy. So without further ado, we're going to get started. I would recommend that you pick a lying down position if you can today. Sometimes Reiki can really bring you into a really deep state and almost make you fall asleep. And sometimes it actually does allow you to sleep. So maybe best to set yourself up for that in the eventuality that you go that deep that it really puts you to sleep. So if you can, get yourself set up into a nice, comfortable lying down position and just start getting into a relaxed state, breathing in and out. Okay, and if you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze. And take a deep breath in and exhale. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Deep breath in and big exhale out. Take a deep breath in and a big exhale out. Now I invite you to take your attention up to your higher self. Starting at your crown, just make your way up into the sky, going up into the universe, just finding your higher self. And I want you to imagine a beautiful ball of light, like an orb, growing from the heart center of your higher self. Taking a deep breath in, I want you to imagine that ball of light growing a little bit,
And exhale. And as you breathe in, the ball gets a little bit bigger. And exhale. And breathe in again and making that ball a little bit bigger. Maybe getting it to the size of a beach ball. And exhale. Now, as you breathe in, I want you to imagine that ball making its way down an imaginary thread that connects your higher self to your crown. Breathing in, bring that ball all the way down to your crown. And once you get to your crown, I want you to check in and notice if you have any tension sitting on your crown. And if you do, exhale out any of that tension. Now breathing in, I want you to bring that ball of light to your forehead. And checking in with your face and noticing if you're holding any tension in your eyes, in your forehead, in your cheekbones, in your jaw. And as you exhale, just imagine all of that tension leaving your body through the breath. And as you inhale, bring that ball down into your throat, into your neck. And notice if you're holding any tension in the back of your neck, in your shoulders, in your throat. And as you exhale, just allow all that tension to leave the body with the breath. And on your next inhale, bring that ball of light down into your chest, into your heart center. And notice if you're holding any tension or stress in the rib cage, in the chest, in your arms or hands. Just relaxing everything. And as you exhale, allowing all of that stress and tension to leave your body with the exhale. And on a deep inhale, bringing that ball of light down into your stomach area. And noticing if you're holding any tension in the stomach, in the waist, in your middle back, and releasing it all on the out-breath. And bringing that ball of light on your next inhale down just below the belly button. And noticing if you're holding any tensions there in your lower stomach, in your lower back, and just releasing it as you exhale. And as you breathe in, bringing that ball of light down to your pelvis, to your hips, to your lower back. And if you're holding any tension here, releasing it with the breath. As you take a deep breath in, bring that ball of light down your legs, moving it to your knees, relaxing your knees and releasing any tension here, allowing it to leave your body through your breath. And as you inhale, bringing that ball of light right down to your feet and noticing if you're holding any tension here in the feet, releasing it with your exhale. Take another deep breath in and scan your body for any residual tension. And let it all go with your exhale. Now I invite you to pay attention to the soles of your feet and notice how roots are growing out from under your feet, pushing their way into the earth, going all the way down to the center of the earth, and wrapping themselves around the core, keeping you well grounded for this practice today. Now I want you to notice that there are other roots pushing through the earth. These represent the roots of other people who are also grounding into the earth today. Perhaps others who are also listening to this meditation. But I want you to notice one set of roots in particular. They might be a little bit shinier than others. They may be a different color. They may be longer or thicker than the others. These are my roots. And I invite you to stretch your roots out to come and join my roots so that we are connected. I invite you now to take a deep breath in and exhale. And keeping your roots connected to mine, I invite you to bring your attention back to your heart center. Take another deep breath in. And exhale. I invite you now to find yourself in your favorite room. Take a minute to look around that room and notice the decor, the structure of the room, any colors that might pop out at you. As you're looking around, I want you to notice that there is a table, and on the table is a candle. I invite you to go to the table now and pick up the candle and the lighter that's beside it. And with your candle in hand, I invite you to notice that across the room is a door that leads you to the forest outside. I invite you to walk over to that door now. Open it and step out onto the forest path. Take a minute here to notice what you see, what you hear, and how your body is reacting to this forest. And take a deep breath in. And out. And as you start walking along the path, pay particular attention to the numerous trees that are on either side of you. Big, beautiful trees that line the path, and even more big, beautiful trees that are behind those trees, filling out the forest. I want you to notice there's one tree in particular that stands out for you. I invite you to walk towards that tree now. And as you move closer and closer to the tree, I invite you to notice that it is the perfect spot for you to sit and rest against the tree trunk and feel safe, protected, and comfortable. So I invite you now to sit down and find that comfortable position. This is where you'll be staying for the rest of the meditation. If you're choosing not to receive Reiki today, you can just put your candle and the lighter down beside you and leave them there for the rest of the practice. If you are choosing to receive Reiki today, I invite you to take the candle and light it. And once it's lit, you can put it down beside you where it will burn safely and brightly. Take a deep breath in and exhale. In a few moments, I'll be turning on the music and letting it play for 15 to 20 minutes. I encourage you to just relax, take in the music, and enjoy the experience. And as the music comes to an end, I invite you back to the sound of my voice. Take a deep breath in and out. If you had lit your candle to receive Reiki, I invite you now to pick it up and blow it out. And whether or not you had received Reiki or just chose to do the meditation without the Reiki, I invite you now to stand up and make your way back to the path that leads to your favorite room. And once you get to the door, I invite you to open it, step through into your favorite room. I invite you to walk over to the table and gently place your candle and lighter there. And then, noticing a comfortable chair or couch, I invite you to go sit there and get comfortable. I invite you now to bring your attention to your feet, to your roots that have pushed through into the center of the earth. I invite you to bring attention to the roots that had stretched out, connecting you to my roots. And just notice how those roots can now disconnect. And I invite you to bring those roots to push down and join the other roots that are tied and wrapped around the center of the earth. Take a deep breath in, and as you do, bring your attention up to your feet. And as you exhale, just wiggle your toes around a little bit. Take a deep breath in and bring attention to your lower back. And as you exhale, take a minute to move that around a little bit. Take a deep breath in, moving your attention to your shoulders. Give them a nice roll backwards and forward. And bring your attention down your arms, to your hands, to your fingers. And on your exhale, wiggle your fingers around. And on an inhale, bring attention up to your crown, to your face, to your jaw. And on an exhale, move something around. If it's your jaw, your ears, your nose, and squinch up your eyes. And on your next inhale, just move all of your body around. And as you exhale, you can open your eyes. And just start to bring yourself back into full consciousness by looking around the room, just noticing what's there. Continuing to move your body around a little bit just to bring yourself back into full consciousness. If you have water around, I invite you to take a sip. And just continue to bring yourself back into full consciousness. So we don't have any self-reflection questions today. Today was really just about you receiving universal energy and hopefully unblocking any clairsenses that are still a bit rusty, allowing you to continue to practice, improve, and develop those clairsenses. But I would invite you to reflect on your experience. If you were receiving Reiki, what did you notice or feel, or did you see anything? And just take a moment to think about that and see how that might tie into one of your clairsenses or many of your clairsenses. Or possibly you had a completely different experience. Reiki works in the way that it's meant to work for you. And so take a minute to reflect back on what happened to you while you were receiving that Reiki. It is normal, as I said earlier, to fall asleep. It is a very relaxing energy. And so some people do tend to fall asleep or enter into a very, very subconscious state. So a really deep meditation. So that may have happened. Other people experience tingling in certain body parts, or some people experience it as waves, feeling like you're on water and you're just relaxing and going up and down with the waves. And other people have completely different experiences. So whatever you experienced was right for you. And so I encourage you just to take a moment and think back to what that was like. And that brings us to the end of day 6. And just a reminder, you can come back to this episode at any time if ever you're having a particularly stressful day or you just need a little bit of relaxing. You can come back to this episode or episode 6 in the Energy Blocks retreat as well, which was another Reiki day, and just receive that Reiki energy. So next week is our last day in this retreat series, and we will be working on that healing energy that we want to send to our ancestors. So you'll be doing a little bit of healing work in the next episode. I hope to see you there. As always, have a great week. I hope you have time to move your body around, do some yoga, listen to some great music, do some dancing, and spend time with people who make you laugh, who bring you joy. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram at the 12th House Retreats.